أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This ayah that we have been doing for a few days, in it Allah Ta'ala further says, وَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. One of the pledges that Allah Ta'ala had taken of the Bani Israel was that they do إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. Normally we just translate it as establishing namaz. It means that namaz with all its requisites as it is supposed to be, namaz must be established. So that is also one great command of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, a pledge which had Allah Ta'ala had taken from the Bani Israel, and it is for us also. Therefore Allah has mentioned it in the Quran Sharif, and many, many places in the Quran Allah has given us the command to establish a salah. Establishment of namaz is not just occasionally we read when we are in the mood, we have time, we feel like it. But it is all the time. And then it is for man that it must be in the masjid. And according to the sunnah, how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us, how we have been taught all along how to make namaz, that is how namaz should be made. And then the outward form, postures of namaz, we should become conscious of that, and that must be also correct. For example, we must make sure that when we are raising our hands to the lobes of the ears, we are doing it properly. Not just little, but we are lifting it up. When we fold our hands, then also it must be folded properly. Many of us stand like in a very haphazard way. We don't realize really in front of whom we are standing. Like for example, we are standing at a street corner, we are just standing like that. Whereas there should be that complete adab, our ruku, our sajda. In sajda, our fingers must be all close together. They must not be spread out, etc. How we place our legs, etc. Everything, that is iqamat salah. And for that, we should see not how old people are making salah, because usually they cannot manage it properly because of their health. But we should see that according to sunnah, how salat is supposed to be performed. Salat, namaz, should be made the object of our lives. That we center our lives around salah, and not just perform our salah even though regularly, but just as we find time, but we center our life around salah. So this is also a very important command. Wa'atu zakah, and to give the zakat also. The farz zakat, it must not also be done just haphazardly. I think this year I'll give so much zakat. No, it has to be worked out properly. And then we give more than that, alhamdulillah, no problem. But just not any way. Zakat is a very important aspect. And with zakat, all the other aspects, monetary, ibadat, sadaqah, etc., lillah, all that also. At the end of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says that pledge was taken of the Bani Israel. Even those who were in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ, but you people turned your faces away. You did not fulfill these pledges. And as mentioned many times, all this has come in the Quran Sharif for us. All these matters, we should see how much have we turned our faces away. The first was that we should worship none other but Allah. The greatness of Allah, the greatness of every command of Allah. Are we obeying the commands of Allah, or are we obeying other people's commands? We should see that. وَبِالْوَالِدِينَ إِحْسَانًا. How do we treat our parents and our family members, and the yatim, and the miskeen, the orphan, and the destitute? And what is our akhlaq? قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. How do we speak to people? What is our language like? Especially those that we regard as our subordinates. How do we speak to them? And then iqamati salah, and then the zakat. So we should also consider how much have we turned our faces from these commands of Allah Ta'ala. Illa qaleelan minkum. With regard to the Bani Israel, Allah says very few fulfilled that, amongst which was Abdullah ibn Salam, and there were others also who accepted Islam and they obeyed these commands of Allah Ta'ala. But in fact Allah Ta'ala says وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ وَأَرْتُمْ هُوْهِ پھِرْنِ وَالِ, and your nature is that you just go against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And for that it is necessary for a person which is called Islah, that he works on himself, on his nafs, so that he can become obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise a person's nafs always pulls away from the commands of Allah to the dictates of his desires, the things of this world, material things, and love of dunya, etc. So an effort has to be made that we can fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So this ayat is very comprehensive. It teaches us very many basic things of our deen which we should observe. And then if we do observe it, then we can expect the rewards. But we are living the lives of the non-believers generally today. Our lifestyle, everything that we do, we have our weddings, we have our social gatherings, we have our education, everything is more or less according to the non-believers, and then we expect the fruit and the roses of Islam to come. It does not happen like that. We live the lifestyle of non-believers, it comes with all its baggage. And very sadly, all of us are aware what is happening in our families, what is happening in our town, in our communities, the amount of marriages that are breaking up, the amount of fights that we are having, all because we are living the lives of those people, with the result of which that has to come. If we live an Islamic way of life, then we can expect the beautiful fruit and life in this dunya, like of Jannat, we can expect if we live a lifestyle like Islam. But today, our very ibadat also we are changing, and we are choosing an alien and a different form, yet we expect all the fruit of Islam. The fruit of Islam will come when we will practice according to Sunnah. May Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal on this ayat, on the whole Quran, and nothing we can achieve but by the kindness and mercy of Allah. So we implore Him all the time that He showers His mercies upon us.